You're listening to SBS News.
Denny Proctor is a multi-talented artist. The Pakenham woman from northeast Tasmania began her music career at a young age. She started as a folk singer and has now released a hip-hop EP. She's now working with the Terrapin Puppet Theatre in Hobart, designing costumes and puppets for an upcoming show called Hide the Dog.
Which is really, really exciting because it's one of the first Palawa and Maori collaborations, so it's definitely on the forefront of children's theatre and cultural children's theatre, which is really exciting. Hopefully it tours the world.
Tasmania Performs is producing Hide the Dog, and through its Tasmania Aboriginal Mentorship Program, Proctor is having one-on-one sessions with leading Australian puppetry designer Bryony Anderson. Annette Downs is the senior producer of Tasmania Performs and the creator of the Aboriginal Mentorship and Residency Programs.
We began in 2006, and I think it was 2012 I set up the first residency, and I felt like the list was very white and middle class, so I went hunting for more diversity.
The program has been so successful, it's been adapted by other states and territories.
Last year, I replicated and took the residency to Darwin and taught a colleague like myself so that they could then own the model and continue it for their community, and the same in Bunbury, and that's led to fabulous outcomes.
Geordie Gregg is an Aboriginal man who grew up in Tasmania. Now 23, he's been with Tasmania Performs since he was about 15.
They really taught me, I guess, professionalism in the arts. They taught me everything I know about the art scene.
Geordie is writing a coming-of-age play.
It's more about, I guess, trying to go through adversity and trying to use everything you have. But what happens when you don't have that much? You know, how far can these characters go when they just keep on hitting brick walls? So, yeah.
He says Tasmania Performs is helping to create a thriving art scene for Aboriginal artists on the island.
We are so, so lucky with Tas Performs, skilling up my mob and being able to have this tight-knit community. I mean, we're in a really lucky position where maybe, perhaps, hopefully not jinxing it here, but we could have a Blackfella Theatre Company in Tasmania and it could be very, very profitable. Telling stories that are so unique and so gritty and beautiful. We've got the writers, we've got the talents, we've got the actors. The sky's the limit.
Each day with the Tasmania Performs residency looks different for Gregg. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, he travelled to meet with other writers and watched performances of plays in Melbourne, Sydney and New Zealand. He also spent time on film shoots. Now he's mostly at home writing, but he can find support at the other end of a phone or a Skype connection. He wants to create a sustainable career in the arts, and right now he's working full-time for the ABC in Hobart.
I love Tassie that much. It's the one thing I'm really patriotic about, is Tasmania specifically. I think in terms of art practice, I would love to get more into film. I've always loved film growing up. I've had a couple of jobs, but recently I've been lucky enough to have a position through work that I can really dig in deep. I want to check out a couple of plays. I mean, why not stop at one? Let's go for four.
The residency and mentorship will continue in 2021.
Just been the most rewarding thing in my career, and I'm keeping astounded by the outcomes that these talented artists are achieving. And I guess I just want to keep learning from them. It's a very two-way street and a very humbling process. So anything I might impart to them about the performing arts or networks or business, I totally get it back in spades. So I would just like to keep doing it. It's the best thing I've ever done.
Sarah Maunder, SBS News.